Welcome back, and let's get into a proper beginner-friendly jungle session in Ableton Live 12. Today we're building what I like to call a pirate radio shuffle transform approach. That sounds fancy, but the idea is actually pretty simple. We're taking a basic breakbeat, giving it that loose, skippy, off-grid shuffle feel, and then locking it in with a solid low end so the whole thing hits like a heavyweight old-school drum and bass roller. So think fast drums, dusty energy, rolling motion, and a sub that shakes the floor without getting in the way. That contrast is the magic. The drums feel human and unstable in a good way, while the bass stays clean, centered, and powerful. Start by setting your tempo around 170 BPM. If you want it a little more classic jungle, 165 BPM is totally fine too. Then create a new audio track and drag in a breakbeat sample. Any mint-style break is perfect, but any funky live drum loop with strong snares, ghost notes, and a bit of grit will work. The key is to choose a break that already has character. If it sounds a little dusty and alive, you're on the right track. Now double-click the clip to open it in Clip View and turn Warp on. For drum loops, Beats mode is usually the best starting point because it keeps the transients punchy. You want the loop to lock to the grid, but not sound chopped up or over-edited. If it starts sounding smeared or flimsy, ease back a bit. For beginners, the goal is always tight, but still natural. Now comes the shuffle part. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing groove like an MPC 16 swing. You do not want to overdo this. In jungle and old-school DNB, too much swing can make the groove feel lazy instead of driving. Keep the timing movement moderate, maybe around 55-62%, and leave random and velocity changes quite low. What you're aiming for is a break that leans forward and breathes, not one that falls apart. This is an important teacher note. Think in layers, not one loop. The groove should come from the relationship between the break, the low end, and a little bit of atmosphere. If one part is doing everything, the track can feel flat. So we're going to shape the drums, then support them with a sub and a bass layer. Next, slice the break into a drum rack so you can control it more like an instrument. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, using transient slicing. Now Ableton gives you a drum rack with the hits mapped out. This is where the real transformation starts, because now you can mute hits, move hits, duplicate ghost notes, and build your own shuffle instead of relying only on the original loop. Open the MIDI clip and start shaping it over two bars. Keep the main snare hits strong on 2 and 4. That's your anchor. Then add little ghost hits before or after the snare, and shift some hat slightly late. Even moving a hat by just a tiny amount can create a lot of bounce. A very useful beginner move is to remove one or two kicks so the sub has more room to breathe. Less can feel heavier. Try to make bar 1 a little more open, and bar 2 a little busier. That kind of small change is very jungle. This style lives on micro-variation. Tiny edits matter more than huge edits. Move one hat, drop one kick, add one ghost snare. That alone can create a much better bounce than overcomplicating the rhythm. Now let's tighten the break's tone. On the break track or a drum rock group, add EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and maybe glue compressor if needed. Use EQ8 to gently clean up the bottom rumble below about 25-35 Hz, and if the loop feels muddy, take a little out around 250-400 Hz. If the snare needs more snap, a small boost around 3-6 kHz can help. Then use saturator lightly, maybe 2-6 dB of drive with soft clip-on. You're not trying to destroy the sound, just thicken it. Drum bus can add punch too, but use it carefully. A little drive, a little transient, and maybe a touch of crunch is often enough. Too much boom on the break can fight the sub, and that's one of the fastest ways to lose impact. If you use glue compressor, keep the gain reduction subtle, around 1-3 dB. We want the drums glued together, not flattened. Now for the floor shaking part, the low end. You want two low end layers. First, the sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator or wave eatable. Choose a sine style waveform. Keep it simple. Write a bass line that follows the root note or the main center of the track, and keep the notes long and steady. Don't get busy here. In beginner DNB, the sub should support the groove, not compete with it. Make the sub mono, clean, and centered. If it starts sounding wide or blurry, collapse it to mono and check it again. That's another great teacher tip. Mono the bass early. If the low end is unfocused now, it'll only get worse later. For a little extra weight, add a second bass layer. This can be a dark mid-bass, a restyle support, or just a slightly detuned saw patch with filtering and gentle saturation. Keep this layer simple and rhythmic. It can answer the break with short offbeat notes or syncopations, but it should leave space for the snare and not step on the sub. Here's the key relationship. Let the break do the rhythmic dancing, while the sub stays steady. That push-pull is part of an old-school jungle identity. The drums can shuffle and tumble around, but the low end should feel like it's holding the room together. Now add sidechain compression to the bass and sub. Use the kick or a dedicated ghost kick trigger if your break's kick is inconsistent. A stable trigger makes the whole thing more controlled. Set a moderate ratio, a quick attack, and a release that fits the groove. You just want enough ducking so the kick clears space and the low end stays clean. Don't overdo it where the bass will pump too hard and lose weight. If you want the bass to move a little without getting messy, automate a low-pass filter or slightly vary the note lengths. Keep the sub stable, and let the mid-bass do the more expressive movement. That way the shuffle remains powerful instead of chaotic. Now let's arrange it like a real jungle intro. Keep the first couple of bars filtered and light. Maybe no sub yet, just break and atmosphere. Then bring in the full break and a light sub. After that, add the bass support layer and maybe a few extra ghost notes or hat variations. By the time you reach bars 7 and 8, you can throw in a fill, a reverse effect, or a small dropout so it feels like the track is opening into the next section. A really good habit is to plan your energy in 8-bar blocks. That keeps the arrangement moving without making it too complicated. And another great trick is to drop elements out for just 1 bar. Mute the bass for half a bar. Strip the breakdown. Then bring everything back on the one. Those tiny resets create a lot of impact. Let's quickly run through the common mistakes. First, don't swing the break too hard. Subtle swing feels alive. Too much swing feels sloppy. Second, don't make the sub too busy. The subline should be simple enough that the drums can breathe. Third, don't overprocess the break. A little saturation and compression goes a long way. And fourth, make sure the kick, sub, and bass are not fighting each other. Use EQ, sidechain, and mono control to keep the low end focused. If you want the track to feel darker and heavier, duplicate the break and make a second version with just a few changes. Remove one kick, add one ghost snare, or shift a hat slightly. That small variation can keep the ear interested without turning the groove into chaos. You can also add a little dirt with roar or a saturator on the bass, but keep it controlled. The idea is to add harmonic texture, not fuzz everything out. For a quick practice exercise, try this. Load one break, warp it in beats mode, apply a swing groove, slice it to MIDI, remove a couple of hits, and add one or two ghost notes. Then add a sine sub and operator, write a simple 2-4 note bass line, sidechain it to the kick, and listen at low volume. If the groove still feels clear quietly, that's a really good sign. If the snare still cuts through and the sub stays strong without getting muddy, you're doing it right. So let's recap the big idea. The Pirate Radio Shuffle Transform approach is about combining a sliced and swung breakbeat with tiny timing changes, a clean and stable sub, a dark supporting bass layer, and a few smart arrangement variations. In Ableton Live 12, your main tools are Warp, Groove Pool, Sliced and U MIDI Track, Drum Rack, Operator, Waveatable, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, and Compressor. And the main takeaway is this, for jungle and old school DNB, the shuffle is not just decoration. It's part of the identity of the track. The drums should feel like they're tumbling forward, while the low end stays locked and heavy underneath. That tension between movement and stability is what makes the floor shake. If you want, I can next turn this into a full Ableton project template with exact track names, device chains, and a simple 16-bar arrangement map.